This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now." The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
Wild card!
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
This is an issue on Joe Biden's mind. He is deeply frustrated. He can't figure out why folks won't take yes for an answer. You and I know why that is. It's because he's going to be 81 years old.
Yeah, well, I may not have a fancy black bathrobe and a hammer like Snooty, but I do have slippers and an oatmeal spoon. Look!
Together, the alliance is threatening its posture, is dealing with the threats and strengthening our posture.
Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. The important thing was that I had an onion on my belt, which was a style at the time.
Biden's losing it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Key takeaways from January 6th committee surprise hearing. In case you missed it, you know, want me to do my impersonation of a lawyer if I'd been a lawyer? There. Objection, Your Honor. Counsel is leading the witness. My next one would be, this would have been repeated over and over again. Objection, Your Honor. This witness is repeating hearsay. Does she have any firsthand knowledge of what happened? But of course, that's the great thing about a show trial, about star chambers, about a kangaroo court, about an ex parte proceeding. You don't have a chance to exercise your own Sixth Amendment rights and confront your accuser. But she's repeating stories, and you know, she's being promoted by tonight on MSNBC and CNN. This woman, I think her name is Cassidy Hutchinson or Hutchinson Cassidy, at least two last names. They get me confused. You know, I mix them all up. Cassidy Hutchinson, not to be confused with Asa Hutchinson, I guess. But she keeps talking. Well, I was taking a memo or taking dictation from Mark Meadows, but now she's been promoted to top White House aide. I predict that by 8 o'clock tonight on MSNBC and CNN, she will be the chief of staff or close confidant to President Trump. It's just, I don't know. Anything to change the subject, you know, they have to change the subject from the ridiculous appearances of Brandon at these meetings where he's just stumbling and bumbling around. And now he's been told by Macron that, you know, he's going to Saudi Arabia to ask them to drill more oil in the Gulf Emirates, to drill more oil. And I guess Macron came up to him yesterday and just kind of tried to whisper in his ear, you know, I just talked to the guy from the Emirates, and he said that they really can't produce anymore. It takes them 6 months to gear up production, and they can't produce much more than 150,000 more barrels a day, which is nothing on the world market. And, I mean, that's pretty serious stuff because that's what he's going over. He's going over there to hat in hand. He's going to go over there to grovel and apologize for calling Saudi Arabia a pariah nation. And apparently they're at least 6 months away from being able to produce any meaningful increase in production to alleviate the pending shortages and the rising prices in what used to be known as the free world. But, you know, I mean, it's a pretty important piece of information, but, you know, Biden just wandered off. You know, you'd have thought he was being told that, you know, they were serving tapioca in the next room over. He had no recognition of it. And then they pushed him away because they didn't want the word to leak out that he was getting this information. 844-500-4242. you know, they so 781 says, so they're saying that there were guns at the place where the president was speaking, and then he wanted to go to where they were advancing on the Capitol, and they wouldn't let him go, the Secret Service. Well, that, of course they wouldn't let him go if they thought there were guns. But, you know, as it turns out, there weren't any guns. And, you know, the story is Trump lunged at security detail's steering wheel to get to Capitol on Jan 6th, aide says. Actually, more aide says she was told. Again, that's the, there's a lawyer here. That's the textbook definition of hearsay, right? And hearsay is not admissible in a court of law. Again, I understand this is not a court of law. This is the court of public opinion that they're trying to influence. But I don't think it's a starter. I just don't see this as a something that's going to change the course of the midterm elections.
Yeah, every one of her statements begins with, oh, I overheard, or I believe he said something to the effect of, or I was told by another party.
You'd have a hard, I should say in the old days, you'd have a hard time getting that kind of stuff into the newspapers unless you had, you know, two sources. You'd need two sources, and you couldn't be libeling anybody. And if you thought it was going to come out, you'd just say, well, let's wait until we can get it in a public document, in a filing, in an affidavit, a deposition, an indictment. You know, but more importantly, what do the Democrats think they're going to do if somehow they knock Trump out? Guess who's coming up? Guess who they're going to send the golf cart out to the bullpen to get out and bring out to the mound? Ron DeSantis. He's 43, 44 years old. He has no such baggage. He has a great track record as governor of Florida. And I mean, there won't even be a contest. I mean, it'll be a laydown, I think. You know, I mean, Trump versus even Biden. I don't think Biden's going to be there. I just can't see it. I don't care what he thinks is going to happen. It's not up to him. He's non compos mentis. But, you know, if it's him versus DeSantis, it's not even close. And so why are they trying to do this to Trump? And, you know, Liz Cheney, I love the fact that they're letting Liz Cheney carry the water here. You know, Liz Cheney thought that last week she thought, oh, you know, I'm going to say, she sent out a big appeal to Wyoming Democrats, because it's easy to go back and forth if you're a Democrat in Wyoming and vote in the Republican primary. And so she was asking the Democrats in Wyoming, because there's only one seat, so it's a statewide election for Congress. And so she was asking Democrats to come over and vote for her. And that was her pitch. And then the Supreme Court decision came down on Friday on abortion, Dobbs. And she said, I'm in favor of the Supreme Court decision. And so, of course, the Democrats turned on her like she was a rabid dog. And, you know, I mean, she's totally a persona non grata to them. They'd rather deal with Lauren Boebert or Marjorie Taylor Greene now than Liz Cheney. So, you know, none of this stuff is playing out the way they the Democrats anticipated. And the Marx brothers, Raskin and Adam Schiff, they were on the Chattering Skull shows on Sunday morning, and they were saying, hey, you know, we're not trying to put Trump in jail. We don't have any smoking guns. You know, they go back and forth on that. Yeah, 917. How many minds do you think they have to change or influence? They're not going to. They're not going to change anybody. They're not going to change anybody's minds. And this isn't working out for them. There's another story today that they've made no progress on baby formula. The price of the Independence Day barbecue is up by double digits from last year. And remember a year ago they were bragging that the price was down 16 cents. Now it's up double digits. And so, of course, nobody's talking about it. And the market's having another bad day today. It's just not a good scene for the Democrats. And so what are they trying? And oh, by the way, Ghislaine Maxwell, the girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, who did not kill himself, She was sentenced to 20 years in prison. And we'll see how long she stands up. I don't know if she may be trying to flip now, but I doubt she's getting a lot of help from the Democrat prosecutors in New York where she was sentenced. 844-500-4242, 917. They're doing this to Trump as a lesson for everyone. Well, the lesson for everybody is, I guess you better not lose. Another thing that they said is that he threw his lunch against the wall. When did he throw his lunch against the wall?
That was after Attorney General Bill Barr did that interview with the AP on how he said there was no fraud in the election. She said there was ketchup smeared all over the wall. You want me to play the cut?
Yeah, play the cut. This is the level that they're operating. I mean, this is like gossip. This is page.
I first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall, and there's a shattered porcelain plate on the floor. The valet had articulated that the president was extremely angry at the Attorney General's AP interview and had thrown his lunch against the wall.
And Your Honor, what is the relevance of this testimony?
They were going to do fruit, and some fruit is a lot worse than tomatoes are bad, by the way. It's very dangerous.
I understand it's a hearing, and it's not even a bipartisan hearing. But still, I mean, there should be some kind of opposing counsel or opposing viewpoints in this hearing, shouldn't there be? I mean, just to sort of set the record straight and say what as Mr. Garcia would say, what the hell going on here, Harry Carr? You know? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll take some of your calls in just a moment. Are you sick of censorship on the internet? Are you tired of the woke agenda popping up everywhere you go online? There is an alternative. It's called Tusk, and it's free. It's the first of its kind free speech browser. Tusk, T-U-S-K, like what elephants have. Get it? Elephants, Republicans, Tusk, T-U-S-K. Tusk helps you take back control of your newsfeed from big tech. Tusk's features include links to your favorite conservative websites like Fox News, The Daily Wire, Dan Bongino, OAN, and Newsmax. When you log on to Tusk, you'll get the real news, not the CNN, MSNBC style, very fake news. Tusk is pre-configured with conservative sites. Those are the first sites you'll see in the morning. But if you like or have to check out a liberal site or two, like, say, the New York Times, you can do that too. And I'll say it again, Tusk is free. They won't sell your personal data. They make money from ads in the newsfeed and sponsored images. Tusk is part of a new ecosystem of apps like Rumble and Truth Social. It's built by conservatives for conservatives. I have Tusk on my phone, tablet, and computer. There is nothing better. Get Tusk now at TuskBrowser.com. That's T-U-S-K Browser.com and see what a difference free speech can make. If you hate censorship like I do, I know you are going to love Tusk. Check it out at TUSKBrowser.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
That's great to have the VIPs here in the studio. Give yourselves a round of applause, guys. One of the guys from Western Mass brought me some donuts. Mrs. Murphy's is closed, but he brought me some next to just great donuts. And from Vermont, look at this. We were talking about these just yesterday. Newports. They brought these to me from Free America. For those of you who don't live in Massachusetts, this is against the law. There may be a pre-dawn no-knock raid by not the FBI, but the Massachusetts State Police. This here is contraband.
Everything's illegal in Massachusetts.
Newport cigarettes. Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, they're gonna kick me down the stairs like I was Roger Stone or Michael Flynn. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Does any of the hearsay about Trump at today's January 6th hearing matter?
No.
97% say no.
Someone says, 508 says, when some bleephead stole my car, I threw my lunch against the wall, too. I gave 45 a pass.
Pineapples, tomatoes, bananas, stuff like that, yeah. It's dangerous stuff.
They had to call a special meeting to do this. I guess they would rather talk about this than the horrible event in Texas, where the open borders have led to the deaths of 50 people. 50 illegals were just left behind with no water, no air in the back of a truck, and they're dead. 50 people like that, and as Governor Abbott of Texas said, this is on Biden. This is on Biden totally. This is just terrible. What's going on down there? All these rapes, murders, and all the people dying of fentanyl overdoses. I was just looking at something with there's a sentencing coming up in Boston for the big fentanyl dealer on the North Shore. He's one of the few American fentanyl dealers that's operating, and they said the Fed said in their pre-sentencing memo he operated in Essex County, which is just north of Boston. 1,000 people died in Essex County alone in the 4 years that he was, you know, running the show up there. That's one county. And all that, and again, he's an American and his organization was Americans, but all that fentanyl is coming from China and it's being imported by illegal aliens. And they're erasing the border, and it's like turning into like a tribal anarchistic pre-industrial society. It's not even a society. It's just it's just a mess, a total mess. 844-500-4242. Someone 781 points out. Didn't Hillary Clinton throw stuff around the White House? Didn't she used to throw ashtrays at you know, when she'd be dragging an intern out from under the desk in the Oval Office? You know, and then she'd throw a few ashtrays. They had ashtrays in those days at the White House. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, you'd mentioned, kind of doing comparison between DeSantis and Trump, and you'd mentioned that DeSantis wouldn't have the baggage Trump has, but don't you imagine the mainstream will turn DeSantis into twice a monster Trump is? I mean, they'll supply any baggage needed to vote against him, wouldn't they?
They will, but I mean, I don't think it'll work. He doesn't have the same record of you know, being on the New York tabloids for 20 or 30 years, and they're already saying that you know, there's tweets saying that they're bringing people on to these to the left wing networks, experts on fascism. That's what they do. They call it they bring on an expert on fascism to discuss the appeal of Ron DeSantis, like he's some kind of you know, generalissimo from Central America or something. You know, he doesn't have epaulets on his shoulders, or he's not wearing a military hat. But otherwise, they'll try, but it's not going to work. I mean, how many times can they go to the well with this stuff? It's just, it doesn't work. It's like a half-life of radioactive materials. It just keeps, or COVID. Every variant is less powerful than the last one. That's the way it's not going to work. If they get DeSantis, they're going to lose. And I can't imagine that they can't figure it out, but maybe they can't. They can't seem to figure out anything else right now. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I can just see the pundits tonight on the left-wing cable channels. Well, you know, that woman, she was in that nice white coat. Looked just like the one that Liz Cheney was wearing last Thursday. Maybe she borrowed it from her, but she must be telling the truth because she said there was ketchup dripping off the wall. And everybody knows Trump likes to put ketchup on everything. She must be telling the truth.
It's very dangerous stuff. You can get killed with those things.
You know, if you still can't get baby formula, if a McFlurry now costs close to $5, if a gallon of gas costs close to $5 or more, depending on what state you're in, do you really think you care if Donald Trump bounced a plate off the White House wall, even if it were true? And by the way, how did he lunge for the steering wheel in the Beast?
Did you see his comments about this?
I haven't seen him yet.
He's already denied it.
I would think he would be. I hope he's going to leave a voicemail message for us.
And Taylor, he said something along the lines of, why would I have her clean it up? I barely knew who she was.
Yeah, well, it's like what was one of the top aides who turned? Oh, I know, the guy who wrote the thing about how they were all trying to screw him up. Remember that?
Miles Teller?
Anonymous. Yeah, Anonymous.
Is that his name, Miles Teller, or is that an actor?
Or Taylor Miles.
That's an actor. Miles Taylor.
Miles Taylor, yeah.
Everyone's got two last names.
He was anonymous. Yes, he was anonymous.
Yeah, he was anonymous.
He was really anonymous because when
Trump
he came
said,
out.
Trump said who?
Yeah, when he came
Everybody
out and
said
who he was.
Who? Who's this guy?
Confused. Yeah.
He was the Uber Eats guy at the White House.
Chick-fil-A runner.
Yeah.
We need a Chick-fil-A runner.
By the way,
here.
Today's the primary, I think, for the Chick-fil-A runner, isn't it? I believe it is.
Ooh.
Yeah. Be interesting. All right. Okay, it's time for Grace's News.
There's a lot of news today, Howie. I know you've covered some of this already, but it's worth repeating. The big story of the day is what happened with that tractor trailer in Texas. 50 people. It started this morning. They said 46, but then I think 46 died when they had arrived, and then they had a few people who they thought they might be able to save. But in total right now, it's 50 people who died. It was 102 degrees in San Antonio, and according to a lot of the sources who were there, they said the victims were hot to the touch. They were overheating so badly in the cramped truck, mm-hmm. tractor trailer. And as you mentioned, Greg Abbott has come out and said that this is on Biden. A lot of people actually have been criticizing
Joe Biden. Biden was asked about it today. Here's his non-response. Cut two.
But thank you for your hospitality. It's on me. Thank you. Thank you.
I know I say this too often, but imagine if Trump did that, if he just walked away when 50 people were dead.
It's so unbelievable that he gets away with that, not responding. But also all I can think of is all of the comments that we first were hearing when he became president, which was, he's so compassionate. People are surging the border because he's such a moral, decent man, and they just like him so much. Sometimes being this compassionate figure doesn't really lend itself to humane policies, obviously.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
And that's not the only news today as far as immigration goes. Biden's pick for ICE director withdraws nomination. Ed Gonzalez, who's the sheriff of Harris County, Texas, has withdrawn his nomination. And this is only one, Howie, of several doomed
domestic abuse allegations, which he denies.
Yes, and both
he's
sides
the,
of the aisle.
He's
the
sheriff in Harris County, which is Houston, and he's. I guess they just looked around. They needed someone with anti-Trump credentials, because that, of course, is the most important thing, right?
Yes, yes, especially when dealing with a crisis.
It's not the most important qualification. It's the only qualification you ultimately need.
Well, you know what's bad when CNN and MSNBC are criticizing Joe Biden this morning for his handling of the border? I don't know if you saw Joe Scarborough actually was saying that there's nothing progressive about this border policy. And on CNN, they had this woman from BBC who was also saying that this is a huge problem. And for a long time...
Well, it's a huge problem for the Democrats. I mean, as Tommy Hicks pointed out, not only are they losing the congressional special election down there, they're losing municipal elections down on the border. I mean, they're losing mayor's fights, mayor's jobs they haven't lost for 80, 100 years.
But remember when we were first seeing this border crisis? It hasn't ever stopped during the Biden presidency. There's just been other news stories that kind of take over this cycle. But when this first started coming out, a lot of these mainstream media outlets were telling their journalists, don't use the word crisis, you know, describe it in a, it's a situation, it's a fluctuating situation. In other news, Howie, New York Supreme Court strikes down law that allowed non-citizens to vote. The New York City Council approved a measure in January to give non-citizens the right to vote in local elections. This was actually the cut that we had been playing, I believe, of Jerry Nadler when he was talking about this and how, well, it's not across the state, it's only in certain elections. Well, the New York Supreme Court has struck
right.
this down.
Apparently it's in the Constitution that they have to have a referendum if they want to do this. I wonder how the referendum would do even in New York City. I don't think it would do well. By the way, speaking of, you know, the way they're covering all this stuff and, you know, trying to cover up stuff, this is from The Hill. This is the story about this this bombshell testimony that just took place on Capitol Hill. Trump ultimately did not go to the Capitol with supporters who went on to breach the building. Multiple people were killed in the ensuing chaos. Multiple people. One person, a Trump supporter, gunned down in cold blood, unarmed, is not multiple people. But they just get away with it. It's the big lie.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they did you see the New York Times had a story today in the paper saying that the Supreme Court had outlawed abortion? They said that. They had outlawed abortion. This is the paper of record said this.
And that's the issue too, is that when you're looking at both sides of this abortion debate, one side is just lying. They're not even handling it. If you come and you have a rational argument as to why you think things should go a certain way, I think there's plenty of people in the middle who might hear you out. But if you're telling people it's outlawed and it's just not, then people are going to go, why do you have to lie to me to make your case? Why can't you just be truthful about it?
Listen to this. Even if legislation that Republicans do not like somehow manages to escape Congress, they can now look confidently to the court to take care of it. Wait, so you mean so the Supreme Court could say, we don't like sending $30 billion to Ukraine. You can't do that. Is that what it means? That's what they're saying, basically, isn't it?
Well, another lie was yesterday with Senator Elizabeth Warren when she said the minority in the Supreme Court is deciding what happens. That the ruling was 6-3. I'm not an expert on all these things, but that sounds like a majority to me.
And you know, Grace, you know what they're accusing Mitch McConnell of in this New York Times story with all that's full of all this BS? Norm breaking. Norm is a coming word, Grace. It's going to get up there with seizing and pouncing and weaponizing. Norms. Like Ginny Thomas violated the norms of the Supreme Court by asking, by lobbying for a state legislators in Arizona to overturn the election returns.
How much jail time do you get for norm breaking? What's the penalty for that?
Is it worse to break a norm or a Norman?
Howie, another story for you. Millions in California to receive up to $1,050 in inflation relief. I know what you guys are probably thinking. Won't this make inflation worse?
No, I tell you, what the people in Maine are thinking. They're thinking, why is our governor, Janet Mills, only giving us $850, and Gavin Newsom is bribing them with $1,050. I know they have a higher it's a higher cost of living in California. Maybe that's what it's all about. But I mean, this is the Democrat plan for the midterms. Apparently, is to just bribe people to vote for them.
That's a really true point that some people from Maine might be thinking that. But I have good news for you. I'm looking at the VIPs from Maine. I have great news for you. If you're looking at California and you're thinking, that's not fair, I should be able to get that. Well, it could be coming to a house near you, because Gavin Newsom, according to reports, could be running for president in 2024. So soon the entire country might be like California. Isn't that great news, Howie? He's buying ad space in Florida to challenge Ron DeSantis in 2024. Governor Hairgel could be your next president. Isn't it wonderful?
My money would be on my governor, Ron DeSantis.
Well, there's also a piece you just mentioned, the reading that you had done in the New York Times. There's another piece today. Biden irked by Democrats who won't take yes for an answer on 2024. So he keeps telling people, I'm running. Not hyperbole, I mean it. And everyone's like, well, we'll see what happens. No
one
will say.
What are you running for?
Here's the rub. Yeah, so in this piece, they reference Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Gavin Newsom, Hillary Clinton as someone who could be running.
I just don't. Yeah, I guess Juan Williams tried to make a splash. He's got a new job. You know, he's decided to get back into print. So he decided to write that Hillary Clinton was going to save the Democrats. I just don't see that in the cards.
It wasn't just Juan Williams, though. John Ellis also wrote a piece about how it was Hillary's time for a political comeback. He is a conservative, though.
Is that John Ellis? He's one of the, he's like Bush's nephew, isn't he? I think he is. He used to work for the Globe.
Well,
he was a columnist for the Globe.
His argument is centered on the ideas that Joe Biden will be too old and that the Democratic bench is not terribly strong. And so he says now is her moment about Hillary Clinton.
Now is her how old is she going to be? She's not that much younger than Brandon.
When she ran in 2016, I had read before, and you can fact check me on this, that her group of, you know, think tank people, they were going to make her slogan, "It's her time." How obnoxious is that? It's her time. And it wasn't her time, obviously. But now maybe it's her time. What is it, like her fourth time running? Fourth time's the charm.
As they used to say at Foley's when it got to be at 1 o'clock, you don't have to go home, Hillary, but you can't stay here.
I would love to see it. I say we got to get even older people in there. You know how I feel about it. But I don't think it's fair. You know, Tucker had made this point, Howie, a couple weeks ago. I don't think it's fair that it's Hillary's time. I think it should be Kamala's time, because she's out here. She's the border czar. She's the internet surfer lady. She's looking at the moon craters. She is doing all the work in this White House.
You know, she's the daughter of a woman.
She's the granddaughter of a woman, and she's getting no respect. And now they're saying, oh, Hillary Clinton might run. Not on my watch.
You know,
it's Kamala's time.
The problem for Hillary, as Kamala would say, is the passage of time. Time passages.
You know what happens.
And when time passes, you have a passage of time. And when a certain amount of time has passed, your time has passed.
That was beautiful. You're learning a lot from her, I can tell. The wisdom, it's transferring.
That's right.
Kamala 2024.
She's a wise woman. If we could jump to that conclusion.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an assumption there. All right.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Howard.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year, the season, this summer, for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? You know, it's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is about your smile. If you procrastinated for 2 years now and not gone to the dentist, Now's the time to do it. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning, or you have to have more work done on your mouth, Perfect Smiles is the place to go. It's the best dental office I have ever been to, and I think you'll agree once you go there. This summer, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Fabrizia Spirits. Summer is a great time for Fabrizia's Limoncello, delicious canned cocktails, and vodka sodas. Find them at a liquor store near you.
And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
This is the place where I had lunch on Saturday. Arnold's Lobster and Clam Bar in Eastham, Massachusetts, down on Cape Cod. For over 40 years, Arnold's Lobster and Clam Bar has served only the freshest fried seafood, lobster rolls, raw bar, and premium gourmet ice cream on Cape Cod. While supplies last, you can get a $50 gift certificate to Arnold's for just $25. Get your gift certificate now by going to HowieCarrShow.com and clicking store. With us now is Susie from Arnold's Lobster and Clam Bar. Susie, thanks for being with us. It was good seeing you on Saturday.
It was great seeing you. How are you, Howie?
Very good. Very good. It was those clams were fantastic, and everything you do was great. The ice cream was fantastic too. It's really good. So Susie, let me ask you, what are your best sellers at Arnold's?
Well, the fried clams are probably number one. They've been voted number one for about 20 years in a row. And another thing that's really famous are our onion rings. They're thin, hand sliced. We slice about 2,000 pounds a week.
You have it. I didn't get any, but I looked at the. I looked at it. You give people a huge portion of them too, don't you?
Oh, it's a huge mound of them. It's almost so big you can't even eat them all. And I don't know. Susie's stuffies are still best on the Cape Cod. Tons of people coming in. I won 3 years in a row for the best stuffed clam on the Cape. And we have unbelievable oysters in the raw bar. They're from a grant in Wellesley, specifically for Arnold's only. They're the biggest ones I've ever seen this year, and they're delicious.
Yeah, some people like small oysters. I go for the big ones, you know, so you don't have to eat as many.
Yeah, we love them. They're just absolutely, I don't know what it is. They're just delicious this year.
And you got the bar too. You can get all kinds of the local beers are available on tap, and you got great ice cream. You got hard ice cream, and you got soft ice cream as well.
Yep. And don't forget about our lobster rolls. Oh my gosh, those are delicious. We have hot and cold ones. We were the first people on Cape Cod to start serving the hot ones. People from Connecticut came in and requested them, so we had to. It took a while till we nailed how to make them, but people come in all the time to get them now.
Really? Do you sell a lot of hot lobster rolls,
We sell tons of them.
Really?
Hot or cold, but the hot ones are really popular now.
I think I'll stick with the cold ones. I like the cold ones better.
I like the cold ones myself too. And then we have Susie's crab cakes. They were featured in Edible Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
People come in for those year after year. I serve it with a side of guacamole, some fresh vegetables, and some jasmine rice. That's a really famous baked dinner. And we do scallops and codfish. They can come in for baked foods if they don't want fried food.
It's great. And they could also play a round of miniature golf, too, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's truly a family destination place. We have food, ice cream, mini golf. I mean, it's so much fun here. It's probably why I love what I do.
Well, it's great. It's a great place. We had a great time, the mailroom manager and I. And again, if you want to go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, and you get a $50 gift certificate to Arnold's Lobster and Clam Bar in Eastham. That's in the on the Cape for $25, half price. It's a great deal. They're going to go really fast. Thank you, Susie. I'm Howie Carr.